Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the particular reasons for postnatal depression as a whole?
Well, as a whole, we know that there's a bunch of factors that make it more likely for somebody to get depression after the birth or before the birth, and that is a history of depression already, of course. That makes it more likely. A number of social stresses are likely, and particularly like for mothers, the support they get from their partner is an important social stress that might make it more likely that they get depressed. For the fathers, there aren't particular. I mean, we've had a lot of investigation about biological factors, and really you'd have to say they've not pointed to any particular biological factor that makes a big difference. So that's why, although medications are used in treating postnatal depression, it isn't treated as a biological problem. It's treated as a problem where people need support and they need to have a space where they can rethink what they're doing and learn to manage the baby and their new situation differently.
So how do fathers who have been affected by postnatal depression, how does this affect a family household and the child's life?
Well, the evidence we've got is from, and these are from large studies, so it's good to keep that in mind, that you can't look at a particular family and know exactly what's going to happen. But from the large studies we have, we know that if the dad's got depression in the first couple of years, or the first year after the birth, then those children are much more likely to have behaviour problems when they're three or four. So when you follow a cohort through, you can see that those children where the dads have had some depression have a lot more behaviour problems. And at 7 years old, they're twice as likely to have a psychiatric diagnosis. So we're not sure exactly what the mechanism is, how much of it is related to the father's behaviour with that baby and child. Considering dads aren't around as much as mums, we think that a lot of it might be that he affects her and then her behaviour with the baby changes, and that leads to the less than optimal outcomes. So there's that factor. We also know that dads being depressed or anxious affects the mother, so that her behaviour is affected, her own mood is affected by his. So there's all those factors, and the idea of the dad just being depressed by himself, of course, doesn't make sense. It's the effect on the family that we should be noticing.
You did mention behavioural issues there that will be seen in a child. There's a whole range of different behavioural issues. What sort? Is there a particular sort that's seen more than others?
Yes. What are known as externalising behaviours, so not so much withdrawal and those shyness behaviours, but more of acting out and not having much impulse control. They're the behaviour problems. And there's sort of different studies have slightly different conclusions. Some say that it's more prevalent with boys. Others say that there's no difference between boys and girls in their effects. And one American study with one-year-olds found that fathers were much more likely to spank their children, even though spanking a one-year-old seems a bit extreme. They found that fathers who had depression were much more likely to spank their one-year-olds than fathers who weren't depressed, and also much less likely to read to them. And we know reading to children is one of the ways that you can interact in a constructive, affectionate way that's good for the child's cognitive development, but also it's good for the relationship. So that's a one American study that we've got that evidence from.
So especially in recent years, there's been a lot more awareness happening around depression and mental health issues in general. Why don't you think we hear so much about postnatal depression for men?
Well, to give them credit, the reason we hear so much about mothers' postnatal depression is because researchers and clinicians have been jumping up and down and drawing attention to it and making a fuss about it for, 20 years now. So I don't think we should underestimate how much effort goes into drawing attention to these things. There's been a lot of work by a lot of people to make us much more aware of maternal depression around the birth, and thank goodness that's happening. We need, I'd hate to think we need another 20 years, but we do need a lot more agitation, if you like, about fathers and postnatal depression. And simply blaming the dads, I don't think, is a good way to go about it, to say, oh, well, they're too concerned looking tough or something like that. I think the health services obviously don't, for example, don't ask dads. So because mums come into contact with health service around the time of the birth, there's a number of opportunities where mothers are asked, how are you going? They're given a screening test sometimes, a short 10-question screening test that determines if they are likely to have depression. For fathers, that doesn't happen. There isn't any place where dads are sort of obliged to go to have a baby. They do go to the ultrasound. They do attend the birth. But at this stage, nowhere in Australia are the clinicians even encouraged to ask the dad how he's going and give him one of those screening tests. So I think that's one of the reasons we don't hear about it, is because the health services aren't geared up for it. And the fathers, like yourself, I think you mentioned in your introduction that you hadn't heard of it particularly. Well, a Beyond Blue survey found about 40% of fathers also hadn't heard about it. So if that level of awareness is low in the community, then generally it's not surprising that individual dads aren't putting their hand up asking for help.
Yeah, as I did mention before, today was actually the first time I'd heard of this issue. And just before we let you go, Richard, is there any major differences in the way this depression does affect men in comparison to women?
That's still a point of contention, but it seems to me that there's enough evidence to say broadly that men, when they're getting depressed, not just fathers, but men are more likely to be irritable and angry and take options such as going to work a lot and being fixated on distracting themselves like that. And of course, around the birth time, that's pretty easy because you are at work. 2 weeks is the average time that dads take off for the birth. But I'm thinking of dads who opt to go to work. And in the groups we run for fathers, where we have the dads when the mums are depressed and we talk about how they're coping, then that's one of the things they talk about, the temptation to stay at work because it's easier, there's less conflict than to go home where the mum's not coping very well and there's a new baby. So I think those ways of coping with the feelings around depression are different. And I think one important point I'd make for your listeners, though, is that the shift that's happening now is reflected in things like PANDA, which is the National Helpline for Perinatal Depression. They are a place that fathers can call equally. It isn't a women's service that they have a few blokes occasionally call. They have 1,000 dads a year call that helpline. And I think it's important for people to know that that free service is there of people who are competent, who can help you with what you're doing, just a phone call away.
Well, it is an incredibly serious issue, and hopefully this does help raise some awareness around it. Richard, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.